Infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson said the overall health of a nation cannot focus only on the rights of an individual, as everyone has a part to play in public health and safety. Dr. Thompson said the government is working to acquire more vaccines for COVID safety in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and measures will also be put in place to address matters of public health law.
Public health laws are very complex, as they cover a wide range of entities. What I think needs to be said is, in the word itself, the public's health. And we're talking about our nation, the overall health of a nation, from the youngest child to the most elderly individual, to the most vulnerable, and so forth. Not of one individual. And we all have to be in this together. I want to say one of the core principles of public health is that I cannot say, I am all right, pull up the plank, pull up the ladder. I can't say, I'm only thinking about myself, about my own right. To hell with your right. To hell with everybody's right. And if you have COVID and you are going to transmit it, you are going to affect someone else. And if that person is vulnerable, that person may die. Other deaths that may take place in St. Vincent do not need to happen. And if they happen, therefore, there may be some responsibility for this. For those persons who are laughing today that they are slowing down the vaccination program. They feel joyous they're slowing it down. But you never slow it down. It may pause for a while before it takes off again. And it will take off. I know that major effort is being made to obtain some additional vaccines. And we are going to go about in terms of the explanation of these vaccines in a completely different way. And in the same way, we have to talk more about public health law. And there'll be more programs on public health law so people understand.
That was infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson. Regionally, Director of the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, Dr. Carissa Etienne, has called on authorities in the Caribbean to be fully prepared for the 2021 hurricane season, as the novel coronavirus pandemic and the potential devastation of high winds and flooding make preparation even more critical than usual. In Grenada, the total number of COVID-19 cases since the outbreak now stands at 161. Internationally, American biotech company Moderna said it was asking the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for an emergency use authorization for its COVID-19 vaccine to be given to adolescents. The move was widely expected after the company announced in May early results from a trial of 3,700 12 to 17-year-olds that found the two-dose regimen was safe and highly effective. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden will announce a historic U.S. donation of 500 million COVID-19 vaccine doses for 92 poorer countries. The United States is buying 500 million doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, including 200 million set to be delivered around the world by the end of this year. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.